The Caldwell County Tigers held a 13-7 lead at halftime last night, but the Crittenden County Rockets came back to claim a 21-13 victory at Tiger Stadium during the Black Patch weekend game. And Coach Will Barnes joins us. Coach Jeff Riley here with us as we bring you Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning. And Will, you've had a little time to digest last night's game. What are kind of your initial thoughts on the contest?
We played really well defensively, really all night long. You know, they had a drive there in the third quarter where they kind of were able to run the ball pretty efficiently, but that's going to happen when you play good people. They're going to have good drives, but if you look at the entire game, you know, they had the ball in great field position all night long, and we were able to kind of hold and make some big stops down inside the 20 and 15 yard line. I mean, their average starting field position was on our 47 yard line.
So, yeah, I was going to bring that up.
That has a lot to do with special teams, and they dominated us on punt. Is basically to me was probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, it felt like they were playing downhill most of the night, but you guys were able to hang in there, got to halftime with the lead, made some big plays there in the first half.
Yeah, had two, our two touchdowns were big plays, and, I think in these types of games, big plays, turnovers, and special teams are what decides them. And last night we had some big plays, penalties and turnovers are – I know they had three, but we had two block punts, so we basically had three too. That was about even, and then they dominated special teams.
Jeff, I thought the defense able to get after Crittenden County a little bit there in the first half, and had a bunch of sacks, created some turnovers, and Crittenden actually had to go in at halftime and I think change their game plan a little bit because of the way you guys were getting to them.
Yeah, I think kids are kind of fired up and ready to play when we come out defensively. I think they. They kind of felt good about, going after it and being physical and getting after the ball. I think we had challenged them up front all week. Coach Barnes had reminded them that Crittenden kind of got the better of us up front last year. And I think those guys really responded to that. And, they were excited to play and come out and made some plays. And then you get a big interception return for a touchdown. It kind of fuels the fire. So that defensively at least for the first half, I felt pretty good about how we played.
Pass rush, really good. Were you guys doing anything different or anything special to try to get after the quarterback?
No, we didn't. We didn't really bring any extra pressure or anything like that. I mean, we kind of played the way we always play. I think the kids kind of found a couple matchup issues. And looking at the sack totals, I think maybe they had some protection issues off the edge. Some was, you see Davis and Fox with two, and it's pretty good from the pressure standpoint. Both those guys are kind of edge guys for us, and we got Brady Holman got a sack, and Jack Roach got his first one, and Cole Sherrill got one. So we were finding places to kind of get after them. They threw the ball more so than probably what most teams we played so far, so that helped a little bit too. But they did a good job of putting a little pressure on them and making them make some plays under pressure.
Yeah, coming into the game, I think Crittenden County, Will, had actually thrown the ball more than it had run the ball, and first half kind of went that way, but I think they finally decided in the second half they were just going to run the ball because they were having trouble blocking you guys up front.
Yeah, and we really were able to generate some pressure, and when you do that in pursuit of the ball, you get interceptions, and that's what I told them before the game. If we'll – you give great effort defensively, that's when good things happen. And we were able to create some turnovers there in the first half. And, that was a big key to having that early lead.
Yeah, defense felt like it was kind of backed up several times there. But every time it'd come up with a big stop or come up with a turnover to kind of get things settled down just a little bit.
Yeah, and really kept us in the game all night to the very end to give us a chance to tie there at the end. And that's a great job by our defense to just keep playing. And, they had some plays, but we never did lay down, and really proud of how we played defensively.
Jameis Carnahan with 112 rushing yards last night. Of course, he had the big run there in the first quarter, 73 yards for the touchdown to tie the game in the first quarter. Did you guys see something on that play that you thought would work, or what happened on the touchdown?
You know, like Coach Riley talked about, they really gave us some fits last year in our run game, and you know, really we got away with it because of how good Logan Smiley was. So we made a little bit of an adjustment here or there to try to counter what they do up front, and you know, we were able to, you know, get a nice run there, had a great block by Connor King and Camden Wolford to kind of spring that thing. And, you know, that's a big time play. And, you know, offensively, we just had a couple of three and outs that really killed us, and had a penalty here or there that backed us up. And, you know, we only ran 39 plays. So we didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, and you know, that was a big deal offensively.
Well, and the big play of the first half, the interception return by Logan Chambliss, 94 yards for a touchdown. And you know, at the game, we couldn't figure out who got the tip. You know, we knew somebody had tipped the ball, and a lot of the kids on the sideline were saying that maybe Gus Fox got it, but we think it was Jameis Carnahan, 20 instead of 28.
Yeah, I think that's right. If I remember, I watched it back last night.
We had to slow-mo the film after the game to try to yeah, pick up which number it was.
Yeah, it was a really athletic play by Jameis to get a hand on that. And really good play, and you know, Logan was right there to make it, and you know, did a great job after the interception.
I was going to say he made a really good run, because it wasn't like he picked it off and had green grass in front of him. He had to do a little running to get down that sideline.
Yeah, made a nice cut and finished it off. That was a great play.
At the time, I thought maybe it was a record, but you know, did a little looking after the game. It was the third longest interception return. And Donovan Dame, I think, in 2001 at Crittenden County had a 97-yarder. And Lucas Green in 93 at Reedland had a 96-yard interception return. So still pretty good play, though.
Yeah. I was standing on the other sideline for Donovan's.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're coming to you this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street here in Princeton. Need to get to a break on the show. We'll be back with more after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We're back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger head coach Will Barnes with us. Caldwell coach Jeff Riley also with us on the show this morning. Crittenden County winning it last night 21-13 out at Tiger Stadium. And Will, we talked about the crowd last week for the home opener, but I think last night's crowd beat that.
Yeah, had a great crowd on really on both sides, and that's great for our kids, and really appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us. And our students were great really all day yesterday and into the game, and being there for the WPSD news. You know, our students did a fantastic job, and really appreciate all those that came out.
Well, I mentioned during the game that it was just a really good high school sporting event. I mean, it wasn't always perfect, and teams didn't always execute exactly the way you wanted, but from a competitive standpoint, both teams were really getting after it, and it's not like you guys were fighting for a playoff seat or anything. It was just two rivals going at it.
Yeah, it was a good football game, and a great atmosphere, and that's, you know, what you expect in those types of games.
Looking at the stat sheet, you know, we usually talk about time of possession and kind of pass over that a little bit, but I think last night, Crittenden County with a big advantage there, and that kind of was the tail of the game.
Yeah, and I think I've said this before. If you get, you know, they doubled us up basically on time of possession, and that's okay if you're scoring points. But if you're not scoring points, you know, you're really, that puts you behind the eight ball, and your defense is on the field a lot. And so, you know, that's why Dad never really cared about it, because we were scoring 40, 50, and 60. If you're doing that, the time of possession doesn't matter. But when you're scoring really seven, it does matter. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why, and, you know, we're playing really well on the offensive line. were not throwing the ball efficient at all, which is very discouraging and something I thought we'd be able to do. But I think the last 2 weeks were like 10 of 24 for like 150 yards. So not throwing the ball very efficient at all. And that makes it really tough offensively.
Well, what do you do to try to improve those numbers? Is this something you can work on in practice?
Yeah, you know, that's really, you know, we spend, I don't know, when we're practicing offense, 70% of our practice is about throwing the football probably. So, you know, we'll try to a new approach this week and you know, try to change things and how we're practicing to try to get that stuff fixed.
Mentioned it a little bit after the game with you last night, but felt like Crittenden County really came out and took over the game with their ground game there in the third quarter. And I thought maybe the Tigers were wearing down a little bit, but I think the team kind of fought through that. And then the fourth quarter, you guys were able to make some plays late and really had a drive with a chance to try to tie it up.
Yeah, and, you know, they did a good job with their scheme. And, you know, they've got some kids that do a really good job with the ball in their hands. And, you know, they were kind of getting 6 and 7 and moving the ball a little bit there. And, you know, like I said last night, there were times, especially there at the end, where defensively we could have laid down and we didn't. So we continued to play and gave us a chance to win. And, you know, that's things that you can build on going forward.
Jeff, I thought that was a big goal line stand down there in the fourth quarter. Crittenden ended up missing the field goal and kind of gave you guys some life after that.
Yeah, I agree. That was huge. You know, a one-score game, you get down there and go for two, you can tie it up and maybe force a little overtime. I thought our kids battled, you know, especially once we got, you know, down on them. We did a pretty good job in goal. We got mixed up a couple times in goal line last night just on some coverage stuff. But whenever they tried to run it and we were in our goal line set, we did a pretty good job of coming up and making a play. And, you know, you can't – we didn't feel like we could play a lot of goal line short yardage stuff throughout the field because it put us in man coverage. But we also felt like we did have a little bit of an advantage when it got – you know, the field got short and you could kind of get some guys in gaps a little bit.
Crittenden County was up at the time 21-13, trying to drive to put the game away, and you guys made the stop. They missed the field goal. Will, you guys take over at the 20 with about 2 minutes to go. What are you thinking at that point?
Really, in those situations, you want to try to get a first down to get a little momentum and then go from there. And really, you know, if there's no secret, we're trying to get the ball to Xavier as much as possible because, you know, if you're going to get beat, you know, we want to get beat going down, throwing to our best guy. And so we've got a set of plays that, you know, it's designed to go to Xavier. And, you know, really we just go to those. And, you know, Luke, I said that last night, that's when he does a pretty good job is when it's the tempo increases and he can kind of make plays with his feet. And when the pocket breaks down, he can scramble, keep his eyes downfield, and make throws. That's just, you know, we haven't been able to do that a lot. Just with our depth, I've been a little concerned about pushing tempo like we you know, usually have.
Well, that's another thing. You don't have the depth you usually have, and so you're trying to make up for that. And I know you want to go fast sometimes, but you need to take a little time to kind of let everybody catch their breath.
Yeah, I think, you know, because since I've been calling plays, it's just been so natural to go fast and call them fast. I think the first couple of games, really the Madisonville and Hoptown game, I think I was going a little too fast at some points, and I think that kind of hurt us. So, yeah, you know, we got to find a balance there, and you know, hopefully, you know, we're getting guys healthy, and maybe we can get a little rotation going, and where we can push the tempo a little bit more than we have.
At the same time last night, though, I didn't think Crittenden County ever let Luke get really comfortable back there, and seemed like they had somebody with an eye on him all the time.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we're just not throwing the ball very efficiently, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And, you know, hopefully we can get that fixed because we're doing a decent job in the run game. Offensive line in that last drive did a great job picking up some blitzes and some things they were doing up front to give us a chance to get the ball down the field. We've just got to get a lot more efficient in the passing game.
Yeah, you got the ball to Xavier a couple of times on that last drive.
Yeah, and, you know, caught a tip ball. That was a great play by Xavier. And then, you know, he made a couple more plays. Luke made a nice throw to get us down there inside the 20. And then, you know, the last two plays, you know, had chances at it. And then, you know, the last one, the you know, Crittenden County broke on it, made a really nice play on the ball, and, you know, came up a little short there.
We make a lot of the Caldwell County, Crittenden County rivalry. Is that anything you guys talk about in the week heading up to the game, or is it just kind of understood?
I think it's understood. I mean, to me, they're all big. You know, we only play 10 games, and every time we play, they're all big games. So, you know, for me, every game's a big game, and it's not, you know, we don't put an added emphasis on any of them. They're all big. We need to win them all.
The game kind of go the way you anticipated last night, though, as far as what Crittenden was doing and what you guys were trying to do to them?
Yeah, exactly what we planned for, and you know, I'm really in all aspects, and you know, I think they did a good job with their game plan too, and you know, it's been basically the same coaches for a pretty good while now, so we're very familiar with each other, and that's kind of how that went. I felt like
we talked about the Caldwell big plays last night. Crittenden came up with a couple of big plays with those blocked punts. And was Crittenden County doing anything a little different on those, or what happened on the block?
No, that's you know, the same, lined up the same that we've seen every year, and I just didn't do a good enough job coaching our guys up on the scheme and what we needed to be doing, and so the whole punt situation, that was my fault. I didn't do a good enough job, and I'm assuming Coach Courtney does their punt return. He did a lot better job this week getting his guys ready on that aspect of the game than I did. And honestly, I felt like that was probably the difference in the game.
You guys able to weather that just a little bit, though, in the first half. And like I said, you got to halftime 13-7, so you had to be feeling pretty good about things at that point.
Yeah, it didn't turn into points except for the one they returned in the third quarter. But it's still, you're playing on their side of the field, you know, which is really in that whole second quarter, really the whole game. And that hurts, even if it doesn't show up on the scoreboard.
Jeff, I thought the defense really made some big plays last night. We talked about it a little bit, but 6 sacks for the defensive guys and 3 picks last night. That's a pretty good night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are The stat sheet looks a little better this week than it did last week, I think. But, you know, still, you know, we still want to come out with the win, and we didn't get that, so we're disappointed defensively as well. And, you know, we got to go back to the drawing board. We can't give up, you know, big, long running drives. We got to get off the field there, and, you know, that helps the time of possession some. And, you know, sometimes as a defense, you're going to get backed up, and you got to play through the backup. That's just the way it goes. And, you know, I kind of felt like, there in the third quarters, kind of they put a little, I don't know, they didn't put distance on the scoreboard, but they kind of wore on us, like you said a second ago. And, you know, they were just running a little counterplay that we had worked on. They may have blocked it a little different with their tackle, but, you know, we felt like we had it schemed up pretty good. We just weren't getting off blocks and getting to the ball and making tackles in enough time to, you know, stop them from getting first downs. And, you know, in those situations in a close game, those are difference-making plays. And, you know, defensively, you know, you talk about wanting to correct something. That's something that I'd say, hey, we got to get off the field in the middle of the third quarter there and give the offense back the ball and see if we can't recapture some momentum.
Mentioned during the broadcast last night that, and we mentioned it earlier, that the execution wasn't always perfect. And, of course, there were mistakes and some penalties. But, Will, I thought effort was there for both teams last night. I thought both teams were really going at it. And, you know, for one team to be 0-3 and one to be 1-2, I mean, you wouldn't have known it judging by the way they were going after it.
Yeah, and, you know, Crittenden County always plays with great effort. And, over the last, probably 3 or 4 years ago, it just seemed like we would kind of come out flat against them. And then we kind of had to turn it on. And it wasn't that way last night. I felt like we had pretty good energy and effort all night long. And, that's something we can build on and get some of these other things corrected. You know, I've got to do a better job offensively getting us in good looks and finding some things we can go to that we're comfortable with. And if we'll do that, we'll continue to get better and, we'll start winning some ball games.
Yeah, what are some maybe other positives that you can take from that game last night to build on this week as you look at Union County coming up next week?
You know, just offensively, I think our offensive line is getting better every week. We've really found a couple of things in the run game that, we're doing really well with. So those are things that we can build on. And if we can get the passing game going a little bit, that'll also help. And then defensively, I was really, really proud of the effort. And, like you said, it wasn't always perfect. And but we just kind of hung around. They had the ball, inside the five there at the end of the game in an 8-point game. And we just kept playing and made a play to back them up and then force a field goal. And, that's really what I've preached the last couple of years is let's – just stay after it, give us a chance in the fourth quarter to win, and we'll see what happens. And our defense played a really good game last night. And but obviously when you don't win, that's the only real stat that matters.
Well, and the defense still playing and trying to force turnovers. And, you got the ball out there one time and looked like it came out before he was down. But the big thing on it, when they mark forward progress and when the officials blew their whistle. So sometimes you can go back and look and say, well, the ball was out before he was down on the ground, but you don't know when officials stop the play.
Yeah. And, I think forward progress was stopped is what they had said. So, yeah, I think that you're right. It's easy to go back and watch film and say, that may have been a fumble, but you really don't know when that play was dead.
But kudos to the guys, though, for still trying to get that ball out and make a play.
Yeah, and that's kind of something we talked a little bit about last week on the kickoff. If just go ahead and keep if ball's on the ground, get on it, and then if it's dead or they blow the whistle or whatever, we can adjust from there. But great job there, playing to the whistle and getting to the football.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback coming to you live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Tigers falling last night to Crittenden County 21-13 out at Tiger Stadium. Next up, a trip to Union County next week. We'll be back with more with Coach Will Barnes and Coach Jeff Riley right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. The Tigers falling to Crittenden County last night, 21-13 out at Tiger Stadium. A big test coming up next week against Union County. And Will, the Braves are off to a 4-0 start this season.
Yeah, they've done a really good job the last two or three years. Coach Johns is a really good coach, and they've got that program going in the right direction. And we're a couple of plays from making a big time playoff run last year, and when we played them and watching film on them last year, thought that they would have a chance. And I think they've got a chance to do the same thing this year. Their quarterback's a really good player. They've got some really good skill kids, and when you play Union County, it's always a physical group. So it'll be a really tough task for us, and we'll have to be really have a really good week of practice and play really well to have a chance to win.
The Braves came to Tiger Stadium last year, ranked fourth in the state in Class 3A. And, Will, I thought that was one of your guys' best games of the year last year, and you guys got them out here at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, played really well and on really all facets of the game. And, that was a big win for us, and something that, you know, we kind of sprung us the through that, you know, kind of stretch of the season. And this year, you know, it could be the same type of thing. We're struggling, but you know, if you can go over there and beat a good Union County team to get a little confidence, that would be huge going into these district games.
Yeah, we did not get to go to Union County 2 years ago because of COVID. So this may be the first time a lot of your guys are going to play up there.
Yeah. Went over there for a JV game earlier this year. But yeah, you're right. Haven't been over there since 18, I guess. Yeah.
Union County with a big win last night, beating Murray 54-30. And again, the Braves off to a 4-0 start. And Murray's played some tough teams early in the season. And their record's not great, but well, those are two teams you're going to see later in the year, and you know, by the time we get to Murray, they're going to be rolling.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what happened with Murray last year. Is they had a new coach that got there late and trying to figure out their scheme, and then, you know, their scheme is really predicated on the quarterback and on the option, and you know, they've got a new quarterback, so I'm sure, they're trying to figure some things out. They're scoring points like they did last year. And you're right, Coach Bowen down there does a great job. They'll just continue to get better every week. So yeah, they've got a good team, and that'll be a really tough district game for us too.
Two more teams that are coming up on the Tigers schedule later this season: Trigg County and Fort Campbell played last night. The Wildcats won that one 49-6. And Will Triggs, another team like Union, off to a great start.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Ezell's done a great job, and they're scoring a lot of points, and been really explosive offensively, and seems they're playing some pretty good defense. So, you know, I thought last year you could see the signs that, you know, Trigg County was getting a lot better, and thought they would have a good team this year, and they do.
Filled with a big win over McCracken County last night, 49-26, and we'll see Mayfield later in the season.
Yeah, you know, they've had a good year, and you know, got a really good team, and again, you know, that'll be a really tough district game that we've got coming up.
Ballard Memorial coming up in a couple of weeks, and the district play when that gets underway. The Bombers lost last night to Fulton County, 58-30, and well, Fulton County's got some wins this year, and that's a program that has struggled in numbers and, you know, on the field.
Yeah, Fulton County's, you know, beat Callaway County last week, and, you know, they've got a good team. I think they've got a lot of guys coming back, and, you know, talking, you know, with Coach Courtney and some of those guys at Crittenden, you know, they feel like they've got a pretty good team at Fulton County. So, that's, you know, a couple of good wins here the last couple of weeks, and Coach Bridges down there is a really good guy and does a good job.
Madisonville beat Christian County 35-19 last night, and Will, after seeing those two teams early in the season, that's kind of about the result I would have expected.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, Madisonville, talked with Gage about them too. You know, they I think they're kind of under the radar, but they've got a you know, some really good skill kids and play well up front. So that'll be an interesting district in 4A, how that kind of shakes out. But, you know, they're playing pretty good football right now.
Todd County Central beat Hopkins County Central 38-35 last night. Marshall County over Callaway County 56-14. Bowling Green beat Hoptown 35-6. But, well, I think Bowling Green had a little trouble putting Hoptown away early in that game.
Yeah, I read a little bit about that last night before I went to bed, and you know, I think Hoptown was up 6-0, and you know, Mercer had a couple big plays early in that game, and you know, I think Hoptown, when it's all said and done, will be a pretty good team in 4A. And you know, you talked about Todd County with the new playoffs. That's a potential playoff team in the first round. So you know, we kind of keep an eye on what's going on a little bit more closely in that second district than we probably usually would.
Speaking of potential playoff opponents, Owensboro Catholic beat Owensboro last night 21-17.
Yeah, that was you know, that's a big time win over there in Owensboro. And, you know, Catholic got beat by Davis County last week, I think. And then, you know, that's a huge win. I'm not sure anybody in 2A will have a win like that. But that's, you know, Catholic does a good job on defense, and that'll give them a chance, you know, going forward. But a great win for them.
Yeah, you guys got an up-close look at both of those teams in the preseason.
Yeah, and thought Catholic had a good team, but, you know, Owensboro is, you know, a top 2 or 3 5A team with a bunch of guys back. So that's a really impressive win for Catholic.
Just from a skill position standpoint, I saw Owensboro Catholic at the 7-on-7 over in Hopkinsville this summer. And, you know, they wore a couple teams out over there. And, you know, you think it's a smaller school, but they have a nice quarterback and nice skill people, and they can play with people.
Oh, yeah. They've had a good program for, you know, as long as I've been alive and longer, going back to the 90s. So it's just something about their kids and that program. They're really hard-nosed kids. They're well-coached, and they play really good.
Talking this morning with coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley here on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We need to take another break, but we'll come back and have more from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on Saturday Morning Quarterback right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street here in Princeton. It's a Black Patch Saturday, and it's going to be a busy day downtown. We're kind of getting things started today with the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show, and then we'll have live reports from downtown here on WPKY right after we're finished. Will, got some news last night at the ball game. Elijah Shaheen told me that he's going to be walking on at Murray State, plans to enroll in January, so that's another former Tiger that's going to be playing on the college level.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity for him, and you know, hope all of that goes well.
Yeah, you kind of miss those guys up front this year. They the front line from last year, you know, had a big impact on some games.
Yeah, but I think you know, that group's gotten better every week, and really probably on both sides of the ball played about their best game of the year last night.
Got some other kids that are playing college. Trip Branch, I don't think he got into the game last week with Center, and they kind of had a weird game that stopped by Lightning on Saturday, and they came back on Sunday and finished it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think Trip's kind of right there on the cusp, just talking to his dad a couple of times of kind of – I think he's in the rotation, but, you know, they've I think a guy that still had a COVID year is ahead of him, so his time is coming, and he's worked really hard and really proud of what he's done.
I never saw how Kentucky Wesleyan did last week. How did they end up?
I think they got beat. I'm not sure the score, though.
But you got a couple of kids up there.
Yeah, and I didn't see Blake, you know, how he fared punting, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he punted, and, you know, Angel is on the defensive line, and so talked to those guys a couple weeks ago, and think they're at home. I know how some of those bus rides go, and I know they'll be glad to be at home this Saturday.
Trell Riley still with the Tennessee Volunteers, and I think they play at Pitt today, and I believe I saw somewhere last night where the Tennessee football fans basically took over the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball stadium last night. That there were yeah, volunteer chants during the Pirates game.
Lots of orange
at yeah, it's not surprising. Got to see his mom last night at the game and asked how he was doing. And, you know, he had an injury and it's kind of had a tough road. But, you know, she said that they're wanting him at 185 pounds, and I think he's getting pretty close to that. And, you know, really happy for him. He's such a good kid. Obviously, he's a great player for us and, you know, really proud of what he's been able to do.
He always looked like a college player, even when he was in high school. But when you get to the level he's at now at Tennessee, everybody looks like that.
Yeah. And you know, what I don't think people realize is how hard practices are in the day-to-day grind. And just going through that whole experience is something that not many people could do. And really proud of what Trell's done.
Want to mention another Caldwell County grad, Emma Talley, playing well this week. getting to play in Cincinnati, so fairly close to home. Emma is 6-under and tied for 15th after two rounds at the Kroger Queen City Championship in Cincinnati. Emma has an 11 o'clock Eastern time tee time today, so she'll get going here in about 10 minutes. So she's playing pretty well.
Yeah, and that's great to see. You know, she's such a good person. I saw her a couple weeks ago, right after, I think it was right after the Christian County game, and she said, hey, just, you know, stay encouraged, and it was just really encouraging, and really she doesn't have any reason to do that other than she's just a really good person. So really wish her well and hope she continues to play well.
Yeah, it's really a shame when you see Emma on TV or in pictures that she just doesn't have any fun. Great job on tour, though. And, you know, you talk about being a grind. I mean, every week you look up and they're in a different city and sometimes a different country and sometimes on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that travel's like.
But I think last week they were in Sylvania, Ohio. This week they're in Cincinnati. So those are almost like home matches for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some people up there, you know, from around here watching her play.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome.
So hopefully she can keep going. I think she was 70th on the CME money list when I think the top 60 make the CME championship at the end of the year, and that's a big money event, and everybody in that event makes money. So that's a thing she needs to keep just inching up that. Still several events left. If she can get in the top 60 and play in that year-end event, that'll really help her out a whole lot.
Yeah, and hopefully she does that. And just, you know, she's such a good ambassador for our community. And again, you know, hope she continues to do well.
It's always cool, whether it's watching Emma or one of the other players, when they put that graphic up there and you see hometown Princeton, Kentucky.
Yeah, it's really cool. I agree with you on that.
Now, when Sindelar was at Purdue, you know, you'd always turn it on just so, you know, they're going to show the quarterback graphic. The quarterback's always going to get a nice graphic, and it's always got the hometown listed down there, so that's always fun. Talking with Caldwell County football coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley on Saturday morning. Quarterback this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main. Again, once we get finished here, we'll have some reports from downtown at Black Patch. It's a busy Saturday here in Princeton. The Tigers falling to Crittenden County 21-13 last night out at Tiger Stadium. Caldwell off to an 0-4 start. But Will, how do you kind of keep everybody enthused in practice this week and building toward that big game at Union County next Friday?
I think, we really highlight things that we're doing well, and then things that we're not, making sure practice is designed around those. Really, you know, I'm thinking offensively, I've got to do a lot better job of scheming and getting us, you know, into things that we can be successful at. That, you know, really, that's part of the problem offensively too. I haven't done a very good job, and so we get, you know, if we can continue to get better, you know, we're playing really good defense and throw a little bit of offense in it, you know, we can be a good football team and have a good year and finish this thing out right. We're in the playoffs, you know, we can have a complete team and be where we want to be.
Still playing without running back Demarius Thompson. Will D-Man have a chance to get back out there this year? Or I know he told me he'd be back for basketball, but I heard last night maybe he can make it back before the end of the football season.
I think there's a maybe a little chance. I think it's still a little early to tell, and maybe in a couple weeks we might have a little bit better idea, but he's going to be out a little while, and if we get him back at all, that's a bonus. You know, he's a kid that really had a good summer and we had high hopes for, and you know, really has had some bad luck early this season, and really hate it for him because I felt like he was going to have a really good year.
Any other injuries to speak of at this point?
No, I think, you know, we're about as healthy as we're going to be. Now that could change by the time I see him on Monday morning. But, right now I feel like we're about as healthy as we can be.
What is the plan for practice next week?
This week we've done something, I'm not sure we've ever done, but You know, we only went in pads on one, you know, on Tuesday. Everything else was in helmets, and we'll probably continue to do that just to try to keep guys fresh and try to limit the beating and the banging that we do in practice, and you know, with the goal of keeping everybody healthy and also making sure we can hold up for a full four quarters.
Jeff, what were some positives you saw last night that you guys can use this week moving forward?
Well, I really wasn't pleased with the effort the guys played with up front. I think I don't think they ever really got down. I think there were some lulls, but they kind of bounced back and played hard and made plays. I kind of felt like we did a better job up front of getting on blocks and staying on blocks. We talked about that all week. And, you know, we talked about being, you know, making sure that you're on your path and running to the football, those type things. So I think you put the film on. You know, Coach Barnes has spoken to how well he thought the offensive line played. I hadn't watched the film yet, but I hope you put it on and you see some good things and reinforce what we've been talking about. And then, you know, try to convince them to be consistent with what they do. And, you know, if we can get that kind of effort all the time, I think, you know, we probably last night, if you look at it, that was the first game that we felt like we played, you know, as hard as we could for four quarters, and that effort gave us a chance to win the football game at the end, and or come back and tie it anyway, and maybe win in overtime. And it just, we felt a little bit short, but you know, those are the things you have to do to give yourself a chance to win a varsity football game, and hopefully that lesson will stick with them, and you know, they'll get over the sting of the loss and come back and, you know, try to put four good quarters again next Friday night.
Yeah, it's always disappointing when you lose, and it's difficult to get past that. But what a fun atmosphere last night. I mean, the students were there, and I mean, they were making some noise, and it was a fun game to be a part of, except if you're a Tiger fan, you don't like the final score. But other than that, I mean, it was a great night of football.
Yeah, it's fun until the end. It was, Miss Rachel and I were talking after the game, and, you know, winning's fun and losing's not fun, but I would much rather be part of the game, you know, is be standing over there watching. So, you know, hopefully that the people that watch it can understand that, you know, being disappointed after a hard-fought loss is not any fun, but football's fun, and the atmosphere is fun, and being a part of it's fun. And, you know, hopefully we can keep working and get together and put a little better product on the field and get a W, and we'll feel better after the game's over, and it'll be a little more fun for us than it was for the other guys next time if we can get that done. So, but it's a work in progress. You just got to go to work every day and try to get a little better, and hopefully Friday nights will continue to be fun, and you know, it'll be a little more fun when you walk off with some success as opposed when you don't. So.
Great to see the student section there last night, and like I said, so involved, and not just there, but actually, you know, had a game plan for how to approach the game.
Yeah, you know, the Whittingtons were involved in that. You know, Ryan Hammett was involved, and then Camden McGregor, and you know, Emma Peake and Sydney McKinney were making signs, and I know there was a ton of people involved in that, and that's a big deal for our kids.
Okay, don't
to
forget,
see,
you're gonna have to,
you know, their classmates showing up and supporting them, and it means a lot. It really does, and I hope even though we're 0-4, we can continue to have that support, especially from our students, and really appreciate them and all that they put into it.
Yeah, there was a big white cloud over Tiger Stadium after that first touchdown.
It brought the powder out. One of the kids told me, like, well, I don't know, we're going to have to find somebody to get this powder there because I don't want it in my car. So I don't know how they found a way, I guess.
Like I said, that was fun to see. And, you know, maybe next time, and Tiger fans get to see a win and go home happy. And I know Crittenden County had the long losing streak in the series, so it was probably a happy trip for them back to Marion.